to the Guiding Goose podcast. I am your host, Kaylin, and I want to thank you for inviting me along on your spiritual journey. Today, I'm going to guide you through a guided meditation to help you calm and relax your mind. So let's start by finding a quiet place, somewhere with few distractions. I want you to put yourself in a comfortable position. Doesn't matter if you are seated or lying down, whatever feels best for you, your body, and your soul. Slowly close your eyes and allow the tension in your body to melt away. Starting at the crown of your head, slowly scan down your body for any reluctant tension you may be holding on to and release it. Paying close attention to your jaw, your shoulders, your fingers, your hips, knees, and your feet. Now that you are relaxed, let's take a moment to breathe in deeply. With every breath in, we are taking in a wave of calm and relaxing energy. With every breath out, we are releasing tension, anxiety, and fear from our physical being. I want you to imagine a version of yourself that feels calm. A version of you that is not overwhelmed with fear and anxiety. And in fact, this version of you acknowledges that the thoughts and emotions that constantly flood your mind and make you feel out of control are simply a figment of your imagination. This version of you is at peace. And I want you to take a moment to recognize what this sensation feels like and allow this warm, calming sensation to slowly fill your physical body. Now I want you to imagine a version of yourself that doesn't feel overwhelmed. A version that understands that some things are simply out of your control. But the thought of not having control does not scare you. This version of you trusts that what is meant for you is already yours, and there is no need for stress or worry. There is no fear, there is no anxiety, there is simply trust. I want you to take a moment to recognize what it feels like to surrender your desire for knowing and control. In a sense, this version of you is no more a figment of your imagination than your anxiety is. I like to think of anxiety as a simple glitch in our brains due to an overactive imagination. But if we can use our imagination to create worst-case scenarios, can we not use our imagination to create something a little more calming and magical? Moving forward, for every worst-case scenario that pops in your mind, I want you to take back control of those thoughts. And instead of asking, "What if something horrible happens?" I want you to immediately stop yourself and ask, "But what if something truly amazing happens?" So for just a moment, I want you to think of the things that scare you. What are the things that cause you the most anxiety? Give yourself permission to allow your imagination to roam. Now, I want you to take these thoughts, whatever they may be, and I want you to flip the script. I want you to ask yourself, "What if I succeed? What if it all works out? What if it changes my life?" Anxiety holds you back from living your fullest, most abundant life. But flipping the script and changing the narrative is how you will set yourself free. Once you're ready to come back, I want you to slowly start to bring your awareness back to your physical surroundings. I want you to slowly wiggle your fingers and your toes. Roll your head from shoulder to shoulder and allow your body to gently awaken. You can stay in this position as long as your body and soul deem necessary. But I want to thank you so much for joining me on this spiritual venture. I hope you'll join me again next time for another dose of guided mindfulness. Namaste.